From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. This week, more on Missouri's Medicaid expansion debate. You've heard it before. Governor Jay Nixon and the state's Democrats want to expand Medicaid under the terms of the Affordable Care Act. But Republicans don't think it's such a good idea, and multiple Republican-led committees in the Missouri Assembly have struck down the Democrats' proposals in the past month. Representative Jay Barnes has since introduced the GOP version of the expansion. The bill got its first hearing yesterday. Marshall Griffin reports it would cover fewer adults than in the Democrats' plan, but some believe it's still better than nothing.
Several groups that have backed Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's call to expand Medicaid also testified in favor of the House GOP alternative. Lobbyist Brent Hemphill represents the Missouri Ambulance Association.
Our organization represents most of the ambulance providers, predominantly ambulance districts. We don't necessarily agree with everything in the bill, but we think it's a good start. We need to continue to move this forward.
In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Currently, if you're an able-bodied adult with no children, you're not eligible for Medicaid in Missouri, no matter how low your income. The GOP proposal would expand Medicaid to Missourians earning up to the federal poverty level. That's about $11,000 per year for an individual. But the proposal would also reduce the eligibility for children, dropping some 44,000 of them from the program.
You know, between cutting children and then not covering adults up to the 138% of poverty that the federal government is asking, I have serious concerns that the federal government would not approve that.
That's Karen Edison, director of the Center for Health Policy at MU. The Affordable Care Act calls for states to expand Medicaid and give coverage to those earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level. That's about $15,000 for an individual per year. If a state does that, the government would pick up most of the expansion's tab. One estimate says that tab is about $8.2 billion for Missouri between 2014 and 2020. Edison and other policy analysts worry that Missouri might miss out on this funding if the GOP bill passes and the state doesn't fully expand Medicaid. But Representative Barnes, the main sponsor behind the House GOP's version of the expansion, believes otherwise.
And if they start pushing back, I would hope that the Obama administration would show flexibility and allow states like Missouri to craft their own solutions rather than force a one-size-fits-all plan.
Those who share Barnes's point of view might point to our neighbor, Arkansas. The federal government has given the state the green light to begin developing an alternative expansion plan. Instead of giving government-based insurance, Arkansas wants to use federal money to buy private insurance for those that earn up to 138% of the federal poverty level. That percentage is crucial, according to Ikisa Coleman, a health policy analyst with the Missouri Foundation for Health.
The reason their plan seems to be moving forward is that they're looking to fully expand their Medicaid up to that 138% of poverty.
Coleman says it's unlikely that the feds would be as flexible with a plan that only covers everyone earning up to 100% of the federal poverty level, like in Barnes's plan. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. I'm Harum Helmi. Thanks for listening.